This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to NATO at a summit in Brussels. His remarks have come as leading members declared it a pivotal moment for the alliance, which had been beleaguered during the presidency of Donald Trump. President Biden is at the alliance's headquarters for the first NATO summit of his presidency. In remarks to reporters Monday evening, President Biden said China and Russia are trying to split the transatlantic alliance and that while he is not seeking conflict with Russia, NATO will respond if Moscow, in his words, continued its harmful activities. Speaking to a news conference after the meeting with NATO leaders, Biden said Russia and China are both seeking to drive a wedge in the transatlantic solidarity. He said he would tell Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday when he meets with the Russian president in Geneva that he's not looking for conflict with Russia, but NATO will respond if Russia continues what he calls its harmful activities. Biden also said that counterterrorism efforts must continue to ensure that Afghanistan never again becomes a safe haven for attacks on Western countries. He said there was a consensus among the NATO members at the summit on the question of the Defense Alliance's withdrawal from Afghanistan. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has delayed plans to lift coronavirus restrictions by a month because of the highly contagious Delta variant first identified in India. Johnson said on Monday the restrictions will now be lifted July 19th instead of June 21st. He made those remarks in a London news conference today. He said he's confident the country will be able to reopen July 19th. By then, he said two-thirds of the British population are expected to be fully vaccinated. And meantime, the cases of coronavirus in Britain are growing by about 64% per week. This is VOA News. A prosecutor at the International Criminal Court on Monday requested an investigation into the Filipino government's crackdown on drug-related crime. Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda said an initial probe into the issue started in February 2018 and determined that there is a reasonable basis to believe that the crime against humanity of murder has been committed in the Philippines between July 1, 2016 and March 16, 2019. The Philippines withdrew from the ICC on March 16, 2019 because of the ICC's initial probe. Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte defended the government's anti-drug policies when he announced its withdrawal from the ICC, saying that the Philippines are lawfully directed against drug lords and pushers who have for many years destroyed the present generation, especially the youth. ICC judges have 120 days to decide whether to move forward on Bensouda's request. Israel's new governing coalition has promised to reach out to neglected foreign allies as well as to heal divisiveness at home. The new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, secured a razor-thin margin to oust Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday. But the longtime leader, Netanyahu, showed no signs of backing down. He vowed on Monday to depose his rivals and said he was cheated out of power. Bennett held a brief handover meeting in the afternoon Monday with his predecessor, but without the formal ceremony that traditionally accompanies a change in government. That was a sign of Netanyahu's lingering anger and hostility toward the new government. Two Americans charged with helping former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn flee Japan have agreed they took part in a scheme for him to escape the country. Ghosn was facing accusations of financial misconduct when he fled. The statements by Michael Taylor and his son Peter on the opening day of their trial in Tokyo suggest the pair don't plan to fight the charges. The prosecution's statement accused the Taylors of arranging for Ghosn to hide in a box for musical equipment that was loaded onto a jet that flew him to Lebanon. The Taylors agree there were no mistakes in that statement. They were arrested in Massachusetts last year and extradited in March to Japan. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Agnes Chow has been released from jail. She served more than 6 months for taking part in unauthorized assemblies during a massive 2019 anti-government protest that triggered a crackdown on dissent. The 24-year-old Chow was greeted by a crowd of journalists as she left the Tai Lam Center for Women. Only a small group of supporters were on the scene due to the government's threats to jail those it deems in violation of a sweeping national security law that it imposed on the territory a year ago. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.